It's the hour of a round table. The legal age in China is 18 years old. That's the age at which a person takes on the rights and responsibilities of an adult. But that's not necessarily the time when you really feel it, that you are a grown-up. What are those surreal moments when you realize you're an adult?
Well, of course, everybody's going to have a different answer for this one. So, guys, I encourage you, let us know, because I think there's a bajillion different ways to feel like an adult. The first time you pay your bills, maybe you're like, oh, I'm an adult. or I think, I mean, for me personally, definitely when I felt I was kicked out of the house. No, I wasn't kicked out of the house. I wanted to leave. When I was 18 and I lived in a dorm for the first time,I decided everything in my life. But this was a moment where I felt, I think you feel different stages of being an adult. So at that time, I was on my own. I felt independence. That's what adults feel. Also, when I got my own house, I started to have to pay utilities, all these different things, keep a track of that stuff. I was doing all these different tax forms and whatnot. You know, I was no longer dependent on my parents. That was another time. And I think, you know, recently, as I'm approaching my 30s, you know, I got a great job. I love my job. It's a career I'm very happy with. And that, in and of itself, is where I feel an adult. Yeah.
I think for me, the time I feel I'm becoming an adult, I feel like I'm more rational. I mean, for example, when I go to the amusement park or the theme park, when I was still young and a teenager, I really like to take the thrilling like rides. For example, the roller coaster or the flume ride. But now I just take some really, really relaxed rides. And also, for example, when we were on a party with friends, I think when several years ago, I can like hang out with them for the whole night. We will go to the KTV and stay up late, and we will leave the KTV at 5 a.m. But now, when the clock reaches 11 p.m., the party ends.
The party's over. Yeah. Unless it's a Chris Wu party.
Yeah, Huang Shen will be there forever. to make the end of that. Yeah. Yes, and for me, I think it's the moment when...Actually, it came really late for me when I realized that you're actually a grown-up and you have a lot of responsibilities on your shoulders. That was when my parents were noticeably getting a bit older. And I remember when my mom had to go to the hospital and I was there to handle the paperwork and stuff.
Yeah.
And also seeing their hair turning gray. There's no way to make this sound more upbeat, I guess. That was the moment when I realized, yeah, I'm a grown up now. And like it or not, you have to do things that come with it pretty much. And we have many messages pouring in.
Yeah.
Zhan Shen says, yes, when I'm certainly noticing that I'm a grown up now. He said, he can't get a stay up for the World Cup finals anymore.
Oh, no.
And for movies he loves.
Yeah.
And when his child is basically sleeping next to him.
Yeah.
And he says that's,some change that he has to get used to, and we have Shou Hu Maike saying that now I realize there are times when, without mom's notice, I'm wearing the long johns. I'm realizing that it's getting cold. I don't need anybody to tell me, but I need to add clothes, bundle up, those kind of things.
Long john power to you. I also wear the long johns.
Me too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hyung just, you know, they're not a fashion choice for Hyung.
Certainly not. And 世界和平家 says, yes, I'm concerned about my parents' health. And I realize, yes, I'm in that position to take care of them. And Camellia says, age doesn't matter. It's what you think, what you have at heart that is most important. Yes, that's it for today's roundtable. Bye-bye, everybody.